My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Here's Brock Purdy speaks on Thursdays as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. And here is a little stretch of his media availability today.
The Super Bowl that you figured the way the Chiefs played you guys, that would be a blueprint for other teams moving forward. Have you seen that over the first two games? Any kind of similarities in defensive approach to you and in your offense?
Honestly, I don't think so. Just the way the Jets run their defense, they ran it that way. The way Minnesota runs their defense, they ran it that way. So every team that we've played so far, it's only been two games, but in the two games that we've played, each defense has done what they've done. And they are who they are, and they compete that way. So I don't think I really have seen much of like any similarities with Kansas City. Each team has their own style of defense. So
Rams style is still similar, even though number 99's not in there. They still want to emphasize with the D line coming at you.
Yeah, you know, they got some young guys up there, man, that are hungry and that fly around, and they're aggressive, and so we have a lot of respect for them. And then their scheme outside of that, I think, is a little similar to how it was last year and stuff in terms of the coordinator that had left, but you know, very similar in that regard, but the guys up front still bring it. So
after the game, you seem to compliment Flores' scheme a little bit. What is the challenge of that? Is it that it's mentally he speeds you up and then slows you down, and you got to find the soft spots in the zone, you got to find the rushers and who's coming, how many? What's the challenge of that defense?
I just think he does a really good job of disguising some stuff and dropping guys out or whatever, and so you know, he did a really good job with that. And so in that video, that's all I was trying to say was, you know, just give him his credit. Like, that was a good job that you did there. But nothing more than that. But like I said before in the last couple questions, with, you know, that's what they've shown on tape and that's what they did in the game, you know, and they did a good job with that of making it look like one thing and then making it another. And, you know, their guys are all tied together really well. And, you know, they just, it's a bend but don't break kind of defense. And you know, they did a great job for four quarters of doing that, and they didn't change it up from what we saw on film. Like, they did it, and they executed really well. That was the biggest difference. So
much is made of your supporting cast over the last couple of years ad nauseum almost, but now a lot of them aren't going to be there. How do you feel going into a game with some pretty key guys not playing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it sucks not having your guys and you know, like Debo and Christian and stuff. So it's like, all right, you know, how can we figure out to get the ball to other guys and stuff? But man, we got playmakers. Like I've said that before, we got a really good scheme, great play caller, and some great players that, you know, step up in the roles and do their job really well. So for me, man, I still have to do my job in terms of my reads and my progressions, more so than I need to now change the way I think and make sure I'm getting it to this guy or that guy because a couple guys are out. It's not like that. So That's the challenge for me, is how can I continue to be better with my progressions and as a quarterback and handling situations and, you know, being as efficient as I can, regardless of who's in. So that's where my mindset is at with this game. And, you know, obviously I'd love to have my guys back and playing with them, but, you know, that's just how it is with this game sometimes.
When you watched the film from last week, did you feel like you weren't deciphering what you were seeing as quickly as you normally do?
I would say so. There was a couple plays where I dropped back and you know, for me, I just wasn't on top of my progressions and getting off certain reads and holding on to the ball a little bit in certain situations and plays. And so that's where, you know, I had to be better. And you know, it's football. You're not always going to be perfect. There's some plays like that are going to happen, but for me, I think it happened more than I wanted it to. And so, you know, I had to learn from it and grow from it. So, yeah.
Right. You got Eric Sauber the ball a couple times the other day, I think. In case if George can't play this week, what's just kind of your comfort level with him and Jake specifically?
Yeah, I think Sauber has done a great job just coming in and doing his job well and knowing what our offense is, where his landmarks are supposed to be as a route runner. And then in the run game, he does a great job for our guys. And so he did a great job towards the end of the game, 2-minute drill. He was right where he needed to be and caught a couple, you know, crucial catches and stuff. So, and he's got experience. He's played for a while now. So for me as a quarterback, it gives me some comfort knowing that he's been in those situations and he's willing to, you know, understand what we're trying to do and then execute in the heat of the moment. So, and then Jake Tonjes, man, just seeing his progression from even last year till now of knowing our offense and being where he needs to be. And he's a smooth route runner. He's got great hands. So I'm excited for him and his opportunity, man. He's had a great camp and whenever his number's been called upon at practice or in some preseason games, I think he's done a great job. So I'm excited for both of them.
49ers fans historically travel really well to SoFi, times outnumbering the home fans there. Does it feel like a typical road game when you're in that environment? And does that help the offense when it comes to communication, maybe not having to go on silent counts in certain situations?
Yeah, I think that's huge. You know, for example, like last week going in Minnesota with the environment as it was and stuff, our operation, our cadence and everything is completely different and how we rep it at practice. So to be able to go down there and have our Niner fans show up and, you know, to be able to use our verbal cadence and stuff, it's huge for us. So we're obviously ready for any kind of situation if we do have to go on silent. But more than anything, man, we're proud to be playing for the Niners and the faithful show up and have our backs, especially down in L.A. So we're excited for that. And it's nice going down there and being able to, you know, hear each other and communicate. It's a big part of the game.
Some of the advanced metrics show that the receivers aren't getting quite the separation thus far that they did last year. What does the film show? And when they're not getting separation, do you have to throw more 50-50 balls? And does that add stress to the whole thing?
I mean, I have no idea, you know, what those metrics are or anything, but I think on film, you know, our guys are doing a good job. And it's just, it comes down to execution between both of us being where they need to be and then me trusting and laying the ball and throwing the ball accurately time and time again. So, and that's just us being, you know, hard on ourselves, but that's also the standard that we have and that we've shown over the last couple of years. So I think our guys are doing a great job and whatever the metrics are showing, if they're not getting open or stuff, that's, I don't really know if I believe any of that. I think it's really about, you know, me being efficient, them doing their job, and being on the same page. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, there it is. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
There goes Brock Shanahan. It's absolutely beyond noticeable. He's not just running his plays. He's picked up his speech patterns.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an emulation sensation. He's hilarious. Emulating Shanahan, no doubt.
It's hilarious and stuff. But anyway.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, what, anything stand out for me right there at the end where he's sort of trying to debunk the idea that the 49er receivers are not getting open?
And it really doesn't matter, and he's right about that part of it. And you can look at the metrics about, you know, how many yards of separation a guy has. If he is open even a little bit and the pass is there and he makes the catch, who cares how open a guy is? For me, a bigger issue with this offense so far has been the pass protection and the fact that the pressure rate for the 49ers is among the leaders in football, which is not what you want. I think he's been pressured on 25% of his dropbacks, and that's not a key to an offense that, you know, wants to push the ball down the field. Last year, he was among the leaders in air yards per attempt, right, as a passer. And in order to do that, you have to give your quarterback some time. And through two games, he hasn't had a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely a big piece of it. The weird in me is starting to almost look forward to this game just because I kind of, you know, I don't wish it on the Niners. I don't want it to last, and unfortunately it might. But I want to see this. I want, like, there's so many people in this game who sort of are going to need to do what the world has told them they can't do, right? Brock Purdy being at the front of the line. You are a product of having great teammates, all right?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How about now? How about now? And then there's Brandon Ayuk. Oh, you're a $30 million receiver. You better be there and be that dog this weekend. And then there's even Kyle Shanahan. There's even Kyle Shanahan, who I know people are looking at it going, if you're the master of the scheme, then it should matter less who's out there. And I will say right now, I don't really buy in to any of those three narratives, which is why I kind of want to see it, because I actually have confidence that it's still going to look pretty good.
Yeah, and it should look pretty good. And he actually talked in his press conference about Jake Tonjes and his ability to come in and potentially replace George Kittle if Kittle's unable to go, and Saubert and what he's meant. So you won't have Debo and Christian McCaffrey for sure. We know that. And if George Kittle is out as well, then you start to think about exactly how it might look and, you know, how they'll go about not only scoring points, but winning the game. And it might be a little bit different. And, you know, we talked earlier to Jay Gruden, and something he said might actually be a thing that they focus on this weekend, which is it's okay sometimes to punt. And if you have a good defense, and the Niners do have a good defense, you could be a little bit more conservative. You can punt the ball to the Rams and know that your defense should be able to hold its water against a depleted offense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.